One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when he and his wife moved into their quiet rural home, they thought they were finally getting some peace until something strange began mimicking him.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear about it. If you want to call it in, the number is 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, go right ahead. You get advanced episodes, no commercials. You get access to the archive. Sign up for that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. You know, Harper is here with me today. And we just had an episode the other day about mimicking voices and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's a very freaky thing.
It freaks me out.
And I don't get why. I don't get why.
Like, the idea of something mimicking something human is just so ew to me.
It is.
Like, we as humans have receptors as a cipher of what is human and what is not. That's like one of the main ways that humans are able to tell the difference between human and AI. But seeing something bypass those receptors is so insanely creepy to me. Like, ew.
Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Like, I don't know what would be creepier. To hear the mimic, like, or see it? Because Kathy and I did an episode the other day about this girl who worked at a Kroger's, and they saw... It was like, there's Lindsay. And it's like, hey, Lindsay. And then Lindsay isn't even there.
I feel like
it happened
to see
multiple people. So to see it is, or is it a creepy, would it be creepier to know that you're the one being mimicked?
It would be creepier to know that I'm the one being mimicked.
Because it seems like, why me? Why are you presenting as me? That would be so strange.
It's that, and like, to... It's like, I don't want to know what that thing is doing as me. It's like, ew.
And all the people in the world, why are you picking me? Right? What'd I do? And then but it would also be creepy to be like, hey, Lindsay. And then it's like, Lindsay's like comes in later. Like, oh, sorry, I'm late. Why? I just saw you. You're not late. No, I wasn't here. I'm late. You know, that's weird.
It'd be creepier if like we knew... Or if it was like multiple mimics of like yourself and somebody else. that would be the creepiest.
And this is a creepy story, though. It says, my wife and I bought our home back in 2012, a quiet little place in rural Wisconsin. We moved in thinking we were finally getting that slice of calm we had been chasing, and for the most part, we did. But from the very beginning, my wife started experiencing things she couldn't explain. It never felt like a full-blown haunting. In fact, I didn't even notice anything at first, but she did. It would always start the same way. I'd leave for work in the morning, same time every day. Within maybe 10 minutes of me walking out the door, she'd be getting out of the shower and hear me cough from upstairs. I have a very distinct chronic cough, thanks to asthma. She knows it better than anyone, and she swears that she hears it all the time when I'm not there. Not a sound like my cough, but my actual cough. The first time it happened, she called me a little rattled. She said, are you still home? And I said, no, I'm almost to the office. Why do you ask? And she said, I just heard you coughing. So we tried to laugh it off. Must have been the pipes or the house settling, but then it kept happening. Not every day, not every week, but it would come in waves. She'd hear my cough or my name or even my phone ringing from the upstairs bedroom when I had my phone with me at work. It was about 6 months ago, middle of the night, I was dead asleep when my wife shook me awake. And I mean shook me, panicked, barely able to get a word out. And she said there was a man standing in the doorway. So I don't mess around when it comes to that sort of thing. I grabbed the bat I keep beside the bed, and I tore through the house. I went to every room, every closet, even checked outside just to be sure, but nothing, no signs of a break-in, and nothing was out of place. When I got back to the bedroom, she was still sitting up. I sat down beside her and asked her what she saw, and she said the man was about my height, standing right in the doorway facing the bed. He was wearing a baseball cap, like the one I usually wear, but she couldn't see his face. He was dark and solid, a shadow almost, but with enough detail she could make out the shape of the hat. I did my best to calm her down, told her it was probably a dream or maybe a trick of the light, but eventually she did drift off back to sleep. But here's the thing. I had seen him. About an hour before she woke me up, I opened my eyes and saw the same figure, same spot, standing there. I didn't say anything at the time because I didn't want to scare her, and I convinced myself that I was dreaming. The next morning, we were drinking coffee at the kitchen table, and I told her. I said, remember that man you saw in the doorway last night? She said, yes. And I said, I didn't want to say anything at the time, but I saw him too, and about an hour before you woke me up. We both sat in silence for a while, just sipping our coffee, letting that sink in. Because now we both knew that it wasn't just her imagination. It wasn't just dreams or creaky floorboards or weird echoes. There was something or someone in her house. I tried to keep her calm, reminded her that we lived here for a few years and nothing had ever hurt us. There were no scratches, no physical attacks, but just a presence. Things we couldn't explain.
The police!
But he did get up and look and didn't see anything.
I don't care.
But if you do call the police, like, I heard a man coughing in my house. Oh, my God. What if it, Kathy and I have talked about this recently. What if it's like one of those stories where you hear someone sneaking in your house and, like, living in your attic?
Like a squatter?
Yes. Okay, but like, that's worse.
He even admitted that he saw an hour prior to when she did. Why wouldn't you just call the police?
But he convinced himself that he was just dreaming. I bet it was one of those things where you hear people look over and see something, then they look again and they don't. I wonder if it was like that.
Then it, like, what he saw was later confirmed by his wife. I think that's when you call the police.
I think I would have, but, you know, okay. I guess I'm not, I don't have a weapon. I don't have a baseball bat. I don't have a gun.
Okay, but to think an hour between the time that he saw it and the time that she saw that thing would have been there before he saw it.
But what if it's a ghost? It's a spirit. It's a shadow person.
I don't care. That thing is watching them sleep. That is creepy and weird.
But they didn't. Let's see. It says, Oh, since that night, we haven't seen him again.
I would hope not.
The footsteps upstairs are still happening. My wife still hears my cough, sometimes right after I leave, sometimes hours later. She doesn't go upstairs unless I'm home. That's no way to live. You can't live in your own, fully in your own house.
That's creepy.
Says, I'm not one to jump to conclusions. I've always been the type who wants to find a rational explanation first. I run through all the usual suspects before I'll admit something might be paranormal. But this has me stumped. So whatever it is, if it's attached to the house, it's been here long before us. And for the most part, it keeps its distance. But I can't help but wonder, why me? Why mimic me? So that's our story. Thanks for reading, Mike.
Ooh, that gives me the heebie-jeebies.
You know, it reminds me of years and years ago, I was dating this guy. He got up and went to work. And this was like way back before cell phones. And so, so way before you were born. But before I left, I called my friend for whatever reason, because, you know, you didn't have a phone and there's a phone. So I'm on the phone with my friend before I left his house. And it was so loud, she heard it, but it was a cough upstairs. Like a man had coughed, like like a man coughing.
Like one of those big testosterone coughs.
Yeah, it was just a man coughing, like almost like a smoker's cough. And not a little clearing your throat, full on cough. And she said, like, she heard it and she goes, who's there? And I go, nobody. It's just me. And she goes, are you sure? And I'm like, I think so. And all my stuff was still upstairs. And so I'm like, I got to go get my stuff. So I'm going to leave the phone here. And if there's something going on, I'm going to scream. So I get up the stairs. I'm scared shitless. There was nobody up there. He had a roommate. The roommate was also gone. He was gone. Nobody was there. Nobody. So I don't know who coughed or what coughed or why it coughed, but it was a really old limestone house, really old house. So I don't know. Like, and then because it made me think of that time because this woman is hearing coughing, which is a very strange thing.
I don't get what's so specific about coughing, though. It's like, that sounds like that whoever, whatever that is, must be coughing a lot.
Well, and it's mimicking her husband because her husband has a very distinct cough because of his asthma and a chronic cough. So she hears this all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
So she knows. Yeah, ooh is right.
I don't like that.
But it's sad because they found the perfect house. Like, we wanted this rural house. We want this peaceful existence. And they're not getting it. It's not what they paid for.
It's not.
I don't like that for them. I want them to have that peaceful existence.
I do, too. But I'm sorry. A man in the doorway would do it for me. If I saw that, I'm out of there.
Oh, that would freak me out. 100%. So I don't know what it is. The mimicking thing is something I don't even have an explanation for. I don't know why it would mimic. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how things just show up in your bedroom doorway at night either. But it just makes me think there's more to that house than what they know.
Ew.
Creepy ass story.
Very.
This next story is really good. Here you go.
Hey guys, so my name's Chris. I'm from North Carolina, and my story deals with me being a hospice volunteer. I volunteered with hospice a few years ago, and long story short, I was assigned a patient who couldn't talk at all. She had like some sort of seizure or some sort of epileptic situation where she was just at one point able to talk, but just by the time that I worked with her, she was just not there at all. I actually couldn't do anything for her other than just sitting there, listen to music and talk to her. But it was essentially like talking to no one. Anyways, long story short, after I went through like a few rounds of that, I started opening up to her, just letting her know, hey, look, I'm here for you. If you ever just would like to talk beyond, like, afterwards, because I was going through my own, like, little crisis of faith where I just didn't know. It would just be really nice to see, just to talk to you and face-to-face one day and let you know, you know, I'm here. I don't know. It was just kind of one of those situations where I didn't really know if there was, like, really an afterlife or not, and I just kind of felt defeated because I didn't really have anything. I don't know. I was going through a crisis of faith, let's just put it that. So, didn't really think that there was an afterlife. So I was just like, it would just be nice to know if there's something beyond. Just be nice to talk to you face to face. Long story short, after that, the hospice people told me I didn't have to see her anymore because there was nothing really I could do for her. So I went on and did my everyday thing, kind of forgot about the situation, because it was just a really, really short stint. They kept trying to get me a volunteer for other people, but I said, no, I'm fine right now, and just kind of went about my daily life. Well, one night, about 2 or 3 months after the fact, I had to go to the other room because my wife was snoring. I went into this really, really deep sleep, where it was just, it was super vivid. I've never had a dream this vivid before. A lot of bright light, yellow light. I could remember that vividly. And there was like almost like a crowd of people all around. And then out of all that, there comes this lady. And she's smiling and she said, hey, wanted to let you know everything's okay. And I wanted to give you a hug, tell you that I'm here, I'm fine, and I really appreciate you coming by and visiting with me, playing music, and just talking to me. And I just want you to know it's going to be okay. I was going through some sort of relational issues at the time, still from past relationship. Anyways, long story short, after that, said, I don't even know if this is real. How do I know if this is real? And she said, Boston. And right as soon as she said Boston, she said, I got to go by. And that's all I know. So I woke up and my wife's phone, who is in the other room, just completely died. So that morning, our alarm didn't go off. I was running late. Usually was running late to her appointments anyways, like by 15 minutes. So that made a lot of sense to me in retrospect. Anyways, she started looking a little bit further into her name, because she had a very common name. It was Anne. I can't go into her last name or anything like that because it's HIPAA violations, but can say her name was Anne. I looked up her name, her last name, and Boston on Google. Nothing came up, obviously. So I put in her name and her husband's name in Boston. I was wondering, hey, maybe that'll trip something up because it's like researching John Smith on Google. And right after that, I found her obituary a month earlier, and it was in the Boston Globe. I really appreciate the show, everything you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
See, I really appreciate that because I was a hospice volunteer coordinator for 1 year. And so I really appreciate what he does or had done. But that just really got me in the heart because, yeah. You know, even the hospice people, you know, are like, there's no sense in going there. But there was. You know, it was like just because the person wasn't reacting, which kind of surprises me that the hospice said that, because most hospices say that even if the person's non-communicative, they encourage family to continue talking to them.
Yeah.
Because they think they can still hear. So that kind of surprises me that they were like, there's really no sense in this continuing volunteering with that patient. Mm-hmm. Because normally they just encourage people to continue talking. But I just think it's just so profound in that whole dream and validation and all that. Like, that one really got me.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's a really beautiful story. And people who do volunteer with hospice, you know, it's a difficult job because actually while I was the coordinator, I also went and saw patients myself. And It was difficult to do, but at the same time, it was truly one of the most profound things I've ever done.
I like the idea of that patient being able to communicate, mm-hmm. like, in the afterlife, I guess.
Yeah.
Just, like, that is just, like, a... She spent so much time not being able to communicate and to finally have that relief again.
Exactly.
Must be something profound for her.
You know, because one time after I had a dog die who... She was just this wonderful dog. It was a Rottweiler. And she was really kind and caring and sweet. And I just adored this dog. But she had health problems since the day she was born. You know, started with parvo. And she had health problems her whole life. And had hip dysplasia by the time she was a year old. So the dog never, you know, I very few times. And she had three surgeries, too, before she was a year old. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity to ever see her just really run and having fun. And I remember it so profoundly, like it just happened, but I had this dream where she came to me in the dream and we were outside and it was big, open, kind of rolling hills and flowers, and she took off running. And I remember saying, oh my God, Lily, look at you. You're running, because I'd never seen her run like that. Mm-hmm. And I woke up from that dream crying because it was so beautiful, you know? And so, you know, those dreams can just be so profound and so life-changing. And I think that's what happened to him. And that dream, you know, that's very profound and life-changing.
Definitely.
Oh, that was a good one today.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, please do that. We would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes and access to the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. KSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org.